Brightly colored floats flow into downtown Brownsville for the Grand International Parade during Charro Days. Men and women wear brightly colored traditional charro outfits and sit on top of horses that strut down the streets. Ongoers smile, cheer, and wave at the people during the parade. 23-year-old Ofelia Alonso says she and her family always looked forward to the celebration. For them, it's a tradition.
We had our outfits prepared, we did our makeup, we had the braids. You know, I have pictures going back to when I was like 4 or 5 years old of some outfit at some parade. It was really special.
Alonso was born in Matamoros and says the festivities and outfits are one of the only ways for her to actually connect with her Mexican roots.
It's always really special when you like are at school and they ask you why you're wearing your outfit and you're like, it's because my parents are originally from Veracruz or from Tampico, you know, and it's such a visual and like powerful reminder of our long history and the importance of keeping it alive.
25-year-old Ricardo Gonzalez grew up in Brownsville and says Charro Days is important because it can also be used as a teaching moment.
I think it's even more important since we don't learn about Mexican culture, about the border at school. It's not in the curriculum, it's not in our textbooks.
Gonzalez and Alonso say in recent years they've seen a militarization on the border and thought it was inappropriate to invite immigration officials to take part in Charro Days. So they helped organize a protest.
It's a bit tone deaf to invite ICE and Border Patrol agents to a celebration of two cultures. I think it's a very triggering visual to have someone pass by and wave and clap at you when you're being terrorized constantly.
Gonzalez is referring to the Color Guard Parade, which took place right before the Grand International Parade. It celebrates veterans, local, state, and federal law enforcement. Alonso says it was important for them to organize because they've seen the direct impact immigration officials have had on their community.
And so now we see families change the way that they exist here in the valley. They're scared to go to school. They're scared to even be at this parade. We were handing out the posters. We had people say that they were scared to take it because maybe something would happen to them.
Even though this isn't the first time immigration officials attend the Color Guard Parade, Alonso says their presence in the parade and in the community feels different.
We've had personal experiences where crossing the border, they accuse you of falsifying your documents. Our undocumented brothers and sisters are in the most danger, but it's not just a problem that affects them. It's a problem that's affecting every single person in our city.
Rosendo Escareño is this year's executive director of Charro Days. He's also a lifelong resident of the Rio Grande Valley. He takes me back to the Charro Days headquarters and says the festivities have changed throughout the years.
When I was younger, obviously, there used to be Puente Libre, and people from Matamoros used to cross without really having to have any identification. And they would cross and come and celebrate Charro Days here in Brownsville and then go back. After 9-1-1, you know, we had to think about the security of our guests, our sponsors. So going into Mexico is not as easy as it used to be.
Escareño says even so, he hopes people leave the festivities with joy and a reminder of the important relationship between the U.S. and Mexico.
The river does not divide us, it unites us. And we live in a certain part of the country that maybe is a little bit misunderstood, but you can see the beauty of our friendship.
In Brownsville, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.